This is Gorgeous Escapes.
Today on Radio Gorgeous, Gorgeous Escapes, I'm really happy to be interviewing the founder of the UK's longest running all-female podcast, Josephine Pembroke. And Josephine has just completed the most famous pilgrim's walk in the world, El Camino. Hi, Josephine. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Now, I know the Camino used to be one of the most important Christian pilgrimages during the Middle Ages. Today, it has lots of different routes, and many of them form a spiritual path or retreat. What was it that caused you to choose to do the Camino?
It was that it is a challenging walk. It was a little me that wanted the spiritual experience. I'm not a spiritual person, but I really wanted the challenge of doing a walking holiday. And I'd seen the film. There's a film out there, and I just thought, I really want to do this because I want to find out whether I can walk 72 miles in 5 days.
That is certainly a challenge. Have you done anything like that before, physically?
Well, at weekends, I usually do walking. So at weekends, I've got a cottage in the country and I go for like 1 or 2 hour walks. But that's the most. And I usually get quite tired, actually. But this walking was it was about 20 kilometres a day on average. So you're walking about 6 hours a day, which if you think about it, imagine saying I'm going for a 6 hour walk. It is so different. But the thing is, on the first day, I was very kind of aware of everything around me and I was really observant. And then by day two, you've turned into a walking machine. You know, you're looking at things, but you are just walking, 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 and you're slightly switch off. So I would advise, if you're going to do this, to go with just one other person, because people in groups walk really slowly, I noticed, even though the great thing is, I must say, is there were cafes every 2 to 3 kilometres. And some people, I used to laugh, were stopped at every one. Even some people had beer at 11, whereas we had this rule, I went with my partner, we had this rule that we were not allowed to drink alcohol until we arrived at our location, but we'd stop for a very light lunch and we'd have to have snacks on the way, like banana, chocolate. Yeah. Just you'd suddenly think, I'm running out of energy, and you just sit down for a couple of minutes, eat something, and then get up. Don't rest for too long and don't eat too much, otherwise it slows you down.
So it was just the two of you that did that? You weren't in a large group?
No. And I think that was really nice. Also, I went with a company who organised where you're going to stay, because every night you stay in a different location because you're walking to your place. So there's a company called Mac Adventures, and someone had advised us to go to them. And they organised, so I was a bit scared. I know this sounds a bit spoilt, but it was 1 or 2 stars. And I thought, oh gosh, I'm used to kind of 3 or 4 stars. What's it going to be like? But they were all, you had your own bedroom. They were all modern. You had your own shower, hot water, heating. I got a bit cold at night, so I'm going to have blankets. Really good, because they take your bags for you. So all you're carrying is a day rucksack. But still, that's really heavy once you've got your water, your snacks, your jackets, your waterproof. So you are carrying, say, 5 kilos, which you do feel, actually.
Yeah, I bet you do. So you weren't exactly roughing it then, because I've read that there are some dormitories you can share and there's special hostels that people use.
Oh, yeah, I met people that they said that they stayed at these hostels. And I think we worked out you could walk the Camino for €30 a day.
Wow.
Because you can have stay in a place is about €10. These sharing places are very, very basic, sharing showers, sharing a dorm, and, you know, not very comfortable, because we did talk to people. And then you can have at night, you have a thing called a pilgrim's supper, which is absolutely brilliant. 3 courses, really good food, good Spanish food. You know, maybe a kind of salad for starter, then an omelette, and then chicken or fish. They had lots of fish, and then a gorgeous pudding and wine and bread included.
Wow.
I know. And then the other €10 would need to be for lunch and just for like coffees and beer on the way.
So was every day kind of the same routine? You got up very early, you walked, and then you stopped for a break and you carried on walking?
Yeah, you had to be routine bound. And also the really good thing is, because you had to get the your bags into the kind of hallway by 9 o'clock in the morning, that got you out of bed. Because I would have stayed in. And also like breakfast, they said, oh, breakfast finished at 9, so you kind of have to get up, you know. And the first day I was slow, and by the last day I was really fast at getting up, getting on my boots, getting my clothes out the night before and getting out there and just walking without thinking.
Fantastic. Do you feel your fitness was growing then over the days?
Yeah, I'd say day three, I was exhausted. Just because that was a day we did 30 kilometres. We did 43,000 steps.
Wow.
To think the normal one is, you know, to get up to 10,000 in a day is quite difficult. Mm. So that really did exhaust me, and I had a lot of adrenaline and I couldn't sleep that well. But then the next day I was quite tired. So I think that was day four. But then we finished quite early. We did only 15 kilometres and I rested. And the next day I was sprightly again. We did it 5 days. This is from Sarria to Santiago, and this took 5 days. And this is the way you can get your stamps, because what you want to do is you want to get stamps in this booklet. I've got my booklet here, Camino del Pellegrino. So that's the Camino of Pilgrims. I found out that word means pilgrims. And so every place you stop, like little churches, the cafes and everything, you put a stamp and the date. And then at the end of a walk in Santiago, this absolutely stunning town, beautiful stone on the largest cathedral I've nearly ever seen, beautiful back streets, fabulous cafes, brilliant atmosphere. I really recommend even going for a weekend. You can fly via EasyJet and Ryanair. But you get the stamps, and then when you arrive, you've got to go to the pilgrim's kind of office, and then you get a scroll which says that you've done the walk. But you've got to have done 100K. So yes. Sarria is where you start. Mm-hmm. So that's the 5-day Camino. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that we have to do the 30-kilometre day. If you don't think you do that, you can easily do it in 6 nights and put it down to like 15 a day, which right. a lot of people were doing. Another thing is that when you do the walk, you have like a big old-fashioned mm-hmm. pilgrim stick, a walking stick. And so my husband had one of those, but lots of people had those kind of walking sticks, Nordic walkers. Yes. All age groups as well did them. Yeah. Also, I just want to talk about the people. So I met people from Korea, Japan, Colombia, California, Mexico, Germany, lots of Germans, English, Danish. I met some couple of gorgeous male nurses from Madrid who I really fancied and got drunk with. My husband didn't mind, but I flirted with them. They said, oh, we work with old people. I said, I'm old. Work with me, please. I'm suddenly really worn out. Please make me better.
But all in a spiritual way.
Yes,
obviously.
Yes. No, they were really sweet. But even they use the Nordic poles, and they were only 24. And people say they're really good for keeping. In fact, next time I go on the walk, I'm going to use them because they keep your limbs don't ache as much. They're not so bad if you've got like a bad knee or something or a bad back. They're going to protect you.
So all of these different people from different parts of the world, how many of them would you say were there for spiritual reasons or how many of them there for fitness or just travel?
Well, the thing was, the real pilgrims get up at dawn, 5 in the morning, and they want to get there for the service. In each place where you stop, there's a church. So they want to get to the service at 12 midday. I never met them. I only met the kind of fun party people. And that was, I'd say, probably 80% were people that wanted to enjoy it and were there for... Everyone had a reason. I mean, I wanted to get in touch with my heart while I walked. I wanted to lead a more heartfelt life. My partner realised he doesn't want to work so many days a week at work. You know what I mean? It's like you have some sort of... revelation that you think I'm going to change my life in some way.
Did you go there wanting that? So was the reason for you going some kind of spiritual self-discovery or was that just happened as a byproduct?
No, it wasn't spiritual. I'm really into walking holidays now. It's my new thing. Yeah, I'm excited about it because we're now planning next year with our children who are 18 and 21, who'll be 19 and 22 by then. We're going to do the first, because I didn't think children would like to do more than 3 days. We're going to do the first 3 days starting off in France of the walk. Also, I met quite a few people that had done the whole 30 days.
That's right, because there's lots of different routes, aren't there? What made you choose your route in particular?
Because you got the stamp. It was 100, everyone does it. In fact, it's the most popular one. And I was embarrassed to say because it's the most popular one. But I just want to talk about the sign of the Camino is a shell. Mm. And it's like a Coquille Saint-Jacques. I don't know if you know them. And it's got, I've got one here. And it's got a kind of cross of St. James's on it. But what's interesting is it's a shell with all these different lines on it. And the thing about it is that represents all the different paths coming from all around the world to it.
Wow.
So there's an English way, which was obviously when we were Catholic. Yeah. We used to come by boat and come down. I was on the French way. There's the Spanish way. There's the Portuguese way. The most pilgrims were French, though. It was the French that were mad about it. We're talking kind of medieval times. I stayed in this beautiful, the most beautiful hotel I've ever stayed in my life, called the Parador. And it's an old hospital that was built in medieval times for the pilgrims, because they'd arrive and they'd been attacked by animals. They'd also fought each other. Apparently they used to get drunk and fight all the time.
And which city was this, Joseph?
Santiago. You end up in Santiago, yeah. But that really isn't the end, because you can go on for another 5 days to a place called Finisterre, which means end of the world. And that's because in the medieval times, they really believed that that was the end of the world. They didn't know that it was America or anything. And what's really interesting is that spot, it is the last place where the sun sets in the Western world. So it is actually a spiritual, magical place.
And you don't fancy doing that next time?
Well, we're thinking of doing it, but it's on our list. We've got, as I say, we were just looking up in the airport. We're just constantly looking at walking tours. Really funny getting in a car after 6 days. It felt really fast. It was really odd. And then getting into an aeroplane, my God, you know, because you get used to the pace of walking, you know.
And can you tell us a little bit more about some of the places you've seen? Because it's meant to be absolutely breathtaking, some of the villages and vistas.
The first day was very like North Yorkshire, the Dales. Very soft, green hills with stone. And you go through these villages which have no cars in them, and they are ancient farm villages. So you kind of, you're walking along and suddenly the cows are coming along and then the sheep. And there's lovely old people in flat caps with sticks. In the middle of every village was a cross. They had a cross in the middle of every village because that was, they thought crosses brought evil spirits.
Right.
Yeah. Then the second day was more going very uphill. We climbed up to 600 metres. And that was a lot of pine trees. But then most days it was a changing vista. And then by the end, you're going through a lot of eucalyptus trees. Mm. Also, another fact is that you are sometimes near the main road. It doesn't happen a lot. But it does happen, like you go over the main road probably about 6 times in the whole of the Camino. And a lot of people I've read said that that ruins it. But I just think, no, it's true. That the Camino walk came first and everyone thought, they're doing a really good way to Santiago. We better build a road. The road came years after, you know.
Well, fantastic, Josephine. Lastly, it'd be nice to know what would be the top three hints and tips you would recommend if someone was thinking about doing it? Maybe things to take or things to do when they're there.
Okay. Number one, wear some walking boots, which you've had for at least a year. It's all about feet. Number two is buy some socks that say they're blister-proof walking socks. Because I saw so many people that were just in agony. Literally, someone was having to walk in sandals. Someone was having to, you know, was just kind of nearly crawling. And then thirdly, wet weather gear. Because this part of Spain is not the Spain that we know, the Costas, which is all sun, sea, sand and sex. There's a reason it's green and there's water flowing everywhere because it rains a lot. It rains more than Britain. So do take, you know, all your wet weather gear. I'm really lucky. I only had one afternoon of rain. It's just, I really, really recommend walking El Camino.
Fantastic. Thank you, Josephine. Thank you for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
It's an absolute pleasure.
For more amazing interviews with amazing women, please visit radiogorgeous.com.
Radio Gorgeous, created by women for women. Radiogorgeous.com.